We're visiting with Burlingame girls basketball coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you're off to a 2-1 start after your first three games in the Waverly tournament. And you won your first, lost your second, but then defeated Waverly in the third game. And you guys don't play until Friday when you play Linden. But what do you like about your squad as you started the season 2-1?
Yeah. I think we're a little more athletic than we were last year, and for the most part throughout the tournament, I thought our team played hard. The girls are trying to do what we're asking them to do. In that second game, we battled some mental lapses and just turned the ball over too much. I thought we got outworked that game, but I thought we addressed that concern in the following game. So seeing a lot of positives. I mean, definitely the positives outweigh the negatives, but definitely have plenty to work on. Three games in 3 days is a really tough stretch, especially this early on in the season. After that first game, would have loved to have a practice to work on some things, but you kind of got to go into it and figure it out as you go. And our girls, I thought, did a good job of handling that. We saw a lot of different looks that really we just haven't had a lot of practice time to prepare for, and kind of has to draw some things up and run some things on the fly. And I thought overall we did that, but this week is back to work and trying to address some of those things that we want to clean up.
Well, you have Kaylin Noonan back, and she had a good tournament for you guys last week. 23 points, 8 assists, 7 steals, 5 rebounds against Cara Paravel. Had a double-double of 26 and 14 against Northeast Kansas, and then she had 14 points in your win over Waverly, and she's your all-time leading scorer, and I bet you're happy to have her for one more year.
Yeah, Kaylin's a special player, and certainly it's been a pleasure to coach her. She's averaging 21 and 11 through three games, but she's also sharing the ball, averaging 5 assists a game. So really happy with that. And she's over 5 steals a game right now. So she's given us a lot. But even with Kaylin has some things that she wants to try to really get in the gym and fix this week. And was really happy with a couple other girls. I really thought Harper Seeley got her first career start as a freshman against Waverly and had 13 points and 10 boards. First career start to get a double-double was pretty special for her, and I thought Maddie Hovestat played really good that game. So getting production from a lot of different spots, and we need to continue to get production from those spots. We're not shooting the ball particularly well right now, so we got to get in the gym and put some work in to try to address those issues. But Kaylin, I think obviously we all know about her scoring ability, and then she's a really good rebounder as well, but it was really good to see her share the ball this week. I thought at times she shared the ball really well and set people up with really good looks, and we got to be able to capitalize on those. So it's always good to have, an all-state caliber talent on your team. But now we got to kind of work to how we can succeed with the 4 other girls on the court and Kaylin to be able to have success as well. So we're still ironing some things out with her at the new position, but overall for, through 3 games, really was happy with what we've seen and where we can go.
We're visiting with Burlingame girls basketball coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you have Linden coming up on Friday. Next week, you have Meredithine Valley, and then you also have Waverly again, and then you conclude the pre-Christmas schedule on the 19th with Opie. So you get to see Waverly again and see Meredithine and Opie. So some good challenges coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know Linden got off to a good start last week, beating Meredithine Valley. I really think Meredithine Valley is going to do some good things in the Lyon County League. So Linden's got a new coaching staff, so they'll be a tough challenge, and we go over to their place. It's always a tough place to play. But really, this early on in the season, the focus is to continue to grow over here at Burlingame. And, you know, just going to try to play hard and clean up some things defensively we want to clean up. And I know Linden has a really good shooter, and Marazin has really good point guard, really good post. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Olpe's going to come back with one of the top teams. And then playing Waverly, you know, a quick turnaround two times in 2 weeks will be – Coach Piper will have those girls ready. So we definitely have a tough stretch. We need to take one game at a time, you know, and try to get as much momentum as we can going into the break. And then obviously try to get off to a good start in the Lyon County League race. You know, one of our goals is to try to compete for that Lyon County League championship. So with three games before break, we want to try to be playing some good basketball heading in, and hopefully we can address some things in practice.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday against Linden. Best of luck on Tuesday against Marazin Valley. Best of luck next Friday against Waverly. Best of luck against Olpe on the 19th. We'll catch up with you again on January 2nd.
All right. Thank you for having me.
That is Burlingame girls basketball coach Jeff Slater joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame and XSEC Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.